this synthetic singer-songwriter who has been kind of shaking things up and making people talk since 2002.
2002, that's right.
It's like way before AI was even a thing.
I know, right? Think about it. Pre-social media explosion,
even
before anyone was really paying attention to AI, this project was already out there.
It was so ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time.
And what blows my mind even more is that this whole thing came from the mind of a human creator with over 60 years of experience.
That's incredible.
Like, we're talking about somebody who also wrote a novel called The Last Knowledge.
Really?
Yeah.
So combining like a whole lifetime of human experience.
Exactly.
With this cutting edge AI.
And pouring it into Ayel Arinudo.
That's what makes this so interesting. It's not just some algorithm just spitting out lyrics.
Right.
There's a real human story behind it.
Yeah.
Years and years of observations and ideas poured into this digital vessel.
Exactly.
It's wild. And you know what they decided to focus on?
What's that?
Debt, education, inequality.
Huge.
And freedom.
Yeah, it's like they looked into the future and saw exactly what a globally connected world would be anxious about.
And get this, Ayel Nudawan raps about all of this.
No way!
In four languages.
What?
Italian, French, Spanish, and English.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. How do you even start to program an AI to do that?
I mean, what kind of creative choices did they make when they were developing it?
That's what I want to know.
It's fascinating.
Like, are we talking about composing music, but instead of using notes, you're using algorithms and data?
Yeah, and you got to train the AI on a very specific data set.
Right.
Carefully crafting its lyrical style and what it's going to be rapping about.
I mean, this creator also wrote a whole novel.
Right.
So they know how to tell stories.
Absolutely. They can weave a narrative.
For sure.
So it's less about the AI thinking for itself.
Right.
And more about it being like a tool for this human to express themselves.
A superpowered megaphone.
Exactly. Ayel Arinudo is like a conduit for this creator's ideas.
Interesting.
Translating their worldview into music.
Wow.
That can reach people from different cultures who speak different languages.
And they chose rap.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why rap.
Well, rap is known for delivering complex lyrics.
Yeah.
Rhythmically.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for social commentary and powerful imagery.
It's a genre that's not afraid to challenge things.
Exactly.
And Ayel Arinudo does that.
Big time.
It makes you think critically about the world.
Makes you question things.
It's not just about the music.
Right.
It's about using art.
To say something.
Yes, to say something about society.
To get people talking.
Exactly. To get people talking and challenge how they see things.
I love it.
But how does Ayel Arinudo actually tackle these big themes?
Yeah.
Like, how does it go beyond just saying debt is bad?
Well, instead of focusing on personal responsibility, Ayel Arinudo actually critiques the whole system that keeps people in debt.
The systems that keep people trapped.
Yeah, and limit their choices.
It's about looking at the bigger picture.
Absolutely. The economic forces that are working behind the scenes.
Okay, so it's about digging deeper.
Digging deeper.
Uncovering the root causes.
Yes.
Not just what we see on the surface.
Exactly.
What about education?
Education.
How does Ayel Arinudo address that?
It looks at how institutions and the media can shape young minds.
Yeah.
Sometimes in ways that discourage them from thinking for themselves.
Oh, wow.
Or encourage them to just conform.
And that's especially relevant today.
Oh, yeah.
With so much information.
That's overwhelming.
Coming at us from all sides.
All the time.
So many different narratives and opinions.
It's hard to know what to believe.
Like Ayel Arinudo is telling us to question everything.
Question everything.
To break free from those mental boxes that we get put into.
Absolutely.
And all of this was back in 2002.
I know.
Mind-blowing.
This creator was thinking way ahead.
Yeah.
They really understood the challenges of a world that was becoming more and more shaped by technology.
And globalization.
Exactly.
All right, so we've got debt.
Yes.
So we've got education.
Yeah.
But Ayel Arinudo also tackles inequality and individual freedom.
Big ones.
So let's dive into those next.
Then do it.
What can you tell us about how the project addresses these really complex issues?
Well, what's fascinating is how Ayel Arinudo uses all those languages to make a point.
Okay.
By rapping in Italian, French, Spanish, and English.
Right.
It highlights that these struggles are everywhere.
They're universal.
Debt, education, inequality, freedom.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what country you're from.
Doesn't matter what language you speak.
We're all dealing with these things.
It's about creating a global conversation.
That global conversation.
Breaking down those cultural walls.
Exactly.
Showing that we're all connected.
And that's where the brilliance of ILRE Nudo shines.
Okay.
It uses music as this universal language.
Yes.
To connect with people on a deep level.
On a human level.
Regardless of where they come from or what they believe.
Wow, powerful stuff.
Very powerful. And when it comes to inequality,
yeah,
ILRE Nudo doesn't hold back.
No.
It lays bare.
Really lays it bare.
The systems that create these huge gaps.
It makes us look at those uncomfortable truths.
Yeah, the ones we often try to ignore.
That we sweep under the rug.
Exactly. And it does this in a way that's both thought-provoking,
yeah,
and super engaging.
Yes.
It's not just lecturing you,
right,
or preaching.
Right.
It uses the power of music,
yes,
to get you feeling something.
And to get those conversations started.
Exactly.
That's what I like about this project.
Yeah.
It's not about pointing fingers,
no,
or placing blame.
It's about asking questions.
Yes.
Examining your own biases.
And considering different perspectives.
Exactly.
You got it.
It's about empowering people to think for themselves.
Yeah.
To challenge the status quo.
To imagine a better future.
A more just future.
A more equitable future.
Absolutely.
And what about individual freedom?
Ah, individual freedom.
That's a tough one.
It's a big one.
So many interpretations.
It really is.
How does ILRE Nudo even approach that?
Well, what's really interesting,
yeah,
is that it dives into this paradox,
okay,
of our hyper-connected world.
What do you mean?
We have more information.
Yeah.
More connections.
We're more connected than ever before.
More opportunities than ever before.
Yeah.
But are we really free?
That's the question.
Are we actually more limited?
By what?
By algorithms, by social pressure, by these economic systems that seem to want to keep us stuck.
It's like we're surrounded by these cages.
Invisible cages.
Limitations we don't even see.
Exactly. And ILRE Nudo wants us to recognize these limitations.
To see them.
To question those forces that are shaping our lives.
To fight for real autonomy.
Yes.
I know some people might be a little skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
About the idea of a synthetic artist,
right,
tackling these big social issues.
They might say an AI can't understand these things.
Can't truly understand.
Can't really feel these human emotions.
Right. Like, it's not authentic.
Yeah. That's a valid point.
It's a debate that's been going on for a while.
For a while, especially when it comes to AI and art.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
ILRE Nudo is still a product of human creativity.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a channel for the human creator's experiences.
Their emotions, their ideas.
Like a paintbrush.
Or a musical instrument.
The tool itself doesn't make the art.
The artist does.
The artist does. So it's not about the AI being like a conscious being.
Yeah.
It's about it being an extension of the human artist.
A way to amplify their voice.
To reach more people.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
And that's what makes it so interesting.
It really is.
It challenges how we think about art.
Yeah.
And who can be an artist.
It blows open the doors.
Okay. So we've talked about how ILRE Nudo approaches these different themes.
We have.
But I'm curious about the actual impact.
The impact.
I mean, this project has been around for over 2 decades.
A long time.
Has it actually made a difference?
Has it changed anything?
Yeah. Has it sparked any real change in the world?
It's tough to measure the impact of art.
Especially when it comes to social change.
But there's no question.
Yeah.
That ILRE Nudo has got people talking.
Started conversations.
And challenged how we think.
It's planted seeds.
Seeds of critical thought.
That could grow into something bigger.
Absolutely.
It's like the butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect.
One small action.
One song.
One conversation.
Can start a ripple effect.
That leads to real change.
Exactly.
And even if ILRE Nudo has just made a few people,
yeah,
think differently about these things.
Just a handful of people.
That's still huge.
That's a big deal.
It's about planting those seeds.
Nurturing that critical thinking.
And hoping they take root.
And grow.
It's not always about instant results.
No, it's a long game.
It's about changing how we see things.
Shifting our consciousness.
A change in perspective that could have a ripple effect.
For sure.
Now, you mentioned earlier that ILRE Nudo wraps in 4 different languages.
Right, 4 languages, that's right.
Do you think that's helped spread the message?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a strategy. A
deliberate strategy.
To break down barriers.
Cultural barriers.
And create a global dialogue.
By rapping in Italian.
And French. Spanish.
And English.
It's like ILRE Nudo is saying.
What's it saying?
These issues, debt, education, inequality, freedom.
Yes.
They're not just for one country.
Or one language.
They're universal struggles.
Human struggles.
That we all need to face together.
It's a powerful statement.
It really is.
About how interconnected we are.
But let's be real.
Let's be real.
Creating art that speaks to everyone.
Across different cultures.
And languages.
It's not easy.
It's a tall order.
A very tall order.
So how has ILRE Nudo managed to do it?
How have they pulled it off?
What makes its message so universal?
Well, one of the keys is that it taps into those things we all feel.
Universal emotions and experiences.
The struggles of being in debt.
Yeah.
The desire for a good education.
Right.
The fight for equality and freedom.
Those are things everyone wants.
No matter where you come from.
Or who you are.
And by presenting these ideas creatively in a way that's really engaging.
It bypasses those cultural barriers.
It connects with us.
On a deeper level.
A visceral level.
It's about finding those things that connect us as humans.
The common threads.
The shared experiences that go beyond language and geography.
Exactly. That's what makes ILRE Nudo so powerful.
It reminds us we're all in this together.
We are.
And we need to work together.
To make a better world.
A more just world.
A more equitable world.
Okay, so we've talked about ILRE Nudo as a force for social commentary.
We have.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Zoom out.
What does this project tell us about the future?
The future of art.
Yeah, of art and activism.
That's a good question.
Is this what's coming?
I think ILRE Nudo is a sign of things to come.
Okay.
As AI keeps evolving.
Yeah.
We're going to see more artists experimenting with it.
Yeah.
Using it in new ways.
To address social issues.
To make a difference.
That's exciting.
It is. But it also raises some big questions.
Like what? What kind of challenges do you see?
Well, one of the biggest is making sure that AI is used ethically.
Ethically.
And responsibly.
That's huge.
We have to be aware
of
the potential biases.
That could be built into AI systems.
We can't let these tools silence people.
Right. It's not enough to just embrace the technology.
Yeah. We have to think critically.
We have to make sure it's used for good.
Not for harm.
That's where the human element comes in.
Absolutely.
AI is a powerful tool.
But we're the ones who control it.
We guide its development.
We make sure it serves humanity.
So it's a partnership.
A collaboration.
Between human and creativity.
And technology.
And when that partnership works.
When it clicks.
It can create something truly amazing.
Something extraordinary.
Something that moves us.
Inspires us.
Challenges us to be better.
I love it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today.
We have.
From ILRE Nudo's beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And unique approach to the impact it's had.
And what it means for the future.
But before we wrap up.
Before we go.
I want to bring it back to you.
To our listener.
Because that's what this is all about.
Giving you new ways of looking at things.
And getting you to think critically about the world.
To ask questions.
To challenge what you think you know.
To have those tough conversations.
About the things that matter.
Absolutely.
So here's something for you to think about.
I like it.
What if ILRE Nudo could write a song just for you.
Just for you?
Based on your life.
Your experiences.
What social issue would it focus on?
What story would it tell?
What would the lyrics be?
What perspective would it offer?
That's a great question.
It really makes you think about this project in a personal way.
It's like inviting ILRE Nudo into your world.
Letting it analyze your life.
Yeah, and create a message just for you.
Who knows? You might discover something new about yourself.
About the world.
About the power of art.
To make a change.
Beautiful. It's amazing how ILRE Nudo makes us rethink what art and creativity even are.
Yeah. It really does. It makes you think, is it all about technical skill?
Yeah.
Or is it more about like emotional depth?
Right.
Originality, ILRE Nudo kind of blurs all those lines.
It definitely throws a wrench in the works.
It does. We're talking about a synthetic artist.
Yeah.
Created by a human. Rapping in four languages.
Languages.
About these super complex issues.
It's this fusion of artistic vision and technology.
So who's the real artist?
Mm.
Is it the human who made the project and programmed the AI?
Right.
Or is it ILRE Nudo itself?
Writing those lyrics.
Yeah, delivering the message.
It's a tough one.
Or is it both working together?
A collaboration.
Some kind of artistic symbiosis.
That's the big question, isn't it?
And there's no easy answer.
No easy answer.
But that's part of what makes ILRE Nudo so groundbreaking.
It really is.
It makes us confront these big questions.
Yeah.
And rethink what creativity means.
In the digital age.
In this digital world.
That's right.
It's like that whole debate about photography.
Yeah.
Is it art or is it just a mechanical process?
But with ILRE Nudo, it gets even more complicated.
I know.
Because now we have AI.
Algorithms.
Data shaking the art.
It's wild. But no matter what side you're on.
Yeah.
The music is undeniable.
It's catchy.
It gets in your head.
Thought-provoking.
It crosses all those borders.
Languages.
Cultures. Even if we don't know where the artistry comes from,
right,
we can't deny its impact.
It's powerful.
I think that's what makes ILR Renudo such an interesting case.
It challenges us to look beyond those old definitions,
yeah,
and just appreciate the art.
For what it is.
No matter where it came from.
Regardless of its origins.
Exactly. It reminds us that art can come from anywhere.
It can take any form.
And in this case, it's a synthetic artist pushing the boundaries.
Blowing our minds.
And expanding our ideas of what's possible.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot today.
We have.
From ILR Renudo's beginnings and that unique style.
To the impact.
And what it all means for the future.
Of art.
And activism.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
About ILR Renudo rapping in four different languages.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bold choice.
It is.
What are the challenges,
yeah,
and rewards of creating art that goes beyond and languages?
I think the biggest challenge is making sure that the message really connects with everyone.
Right.
It's not just about translating the words.
It's deeper than that.
You have to understand cultural nuances.
Different ways of seeing the world.
It's a balancing act.
You have to find that sweet spot.
Where it's universal enough for everyone to get it,
well,
but also specific enough to resonate with individual experiences.
It's tough.
It is. But when it works.
When you find that balance.
The rewards are huge.
Yeah. You can create real understanding.
Break down those walls.
Build a sense of global community.
And with ILR Renudo, I think that multilingual approach has been key.
I think so, too.
It's helped the project reach so many people.
And start conversations all over the world.
It's a testament to the power of art.
To connect us.
On a human level.
That's what it's all about.
I think that's a perfect place to end.
A great place to end.
We've explored this incredible world of ILR Renudo.
A synthetic artist.
Changing the game.
Challenging norms.
Starting conversations.
And pushing the limits.
Of what art and activism can be.
It's been a journey.
But as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine ILR Renudo could write a song just for you.
Just for you.
Based on your life.
Your unique experiences.
What would it be about?
What story would it tell?
What message would it leave you with?
It's an invitation to keep exploring.
Let the music of ILR Renudo inspire you.
Challenge you.
And spark your own creativity. Who knows, maybe you'll create something amazing too.
And on that note, we'll leave you to think about the possibilities.
Thanks for joining us.
On this deep dive into the world of ILR Renudo.
We'll see you next time.